Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, this is no ordinary day. We live life, much of life, in the ordinary, don't we? Day in, day out, same thing, different day, you know all that. You've been there. But today is no ordinary day. Today is an extraordinary day as Jesus invites us to come and to be with him. Because you see, it's in our being with Jesus that enables us to be new and different people. It enables us to be people who can confess our faith in both our words and in our deeds. And so today we continue to look at those words of Jesus, those red letter words of Jesus, where he says, come and be with me, because it's in that being with Jesus that really and truly changes us. And so we take those words of Jesus seriously, where he says, not only hear his words, but be people who put them into practice. Because when you put them into practice, that's where real wisdom is found. That's where real life is found. That is real, where real joy is found. That's where we can find the extraordinary in the ordinary. Now, it seems to me from our gospel text today that the disciples went back to their ordinary old way of life, right? And they came up empty. And maybe you know that feeling. But Jesus, in his grace and mercy, invites us to be with him so that we can experience this extraordinary life that he has in store for us. Well, you know, you can tell a lot about a person by their actions, the things that they say and the things that they do. You can learn how trustworthy they might be. Austin Mosa is the young man's name, may have trouble trusting his friend for a while. You see, Austin was on a mission. He was going to go ask a girl out for prom. And he was a little scared, so he invited his friend to come along for moral support and to film the whole episode, because that's, I guess, what you do nowadays. You get on film and you throw up on Instagram and everybody gets to see your story and all that kind of stuff. So off they went. And Austin's friend said he knew where this young woman lived. And so as they drove up, they got out of the car, and Austin went up to the door, and he rang the doorbell with his donuts in hand because he wanted to do something sweet or something like that for the ask. And he rang the doorbell opened, and it was the wrong girl. His friend had played a little trick on him. And he got the whole thing on video, both the girl's reactions and Austin's reaction. And you can imagine how embarrassing that must have been as he stood before the door and this girl, and he says, you're not the right girl. My guess is that Austin's not going to be trusting his friend for a while. It's going to take a while before he's willing to trust his friend. You can learn a lot about a person by their actions, how responsible they might be. And take the Indiana man who finally returned his overdue library book. It was 45 years overdue. 45 years. And he was cleaning out his garage, and he came across this box, and he discovered the book in this box. And instead of just throwing it out, he made an effort to take the book back. Now, I guess you could say it was a pretty good effort, because he lived in Indiana and the library was in California. Now, thankfully, there was only a $10 max fine for the overdue book. You can tell a lot about a person by their actions, how giving they might be. As you know, floodwaters have certainly been ravaging much of the Midwest in recent days, and people from Iowa and Nebraska have suffered greatly. But they've not suffered alone, as many have come to help, giving of their time and their resources, their money. And then there's the story of Adam Gehrke, who almost gave his life in an attempt to rescue others as the boat that he was using flipped over and he almost drowned. You can tell a lot about a person by their actions. And that's certainly true of the disciples in our text for today. After encountering a risen and living Jesus, receiving his peace experiencing his power, even confessing their faith in him, it seems that they've gone back to their old, ordinary way of life. And maybe you know that feeling. I mean, it's only been 2 weeks since Easter. And maybe the fears have started to take over again. Maybe the failures have become a reality in your life. And those doubts have started to creep back into your mind. Well, as Jesus came to his disciples again, revealing himself, so he comes to us in our fears and in our failures and in our doubts. He comes bringing a message of invitation. For you see, it's in Jesus that we have one who can really and truly change us. One who has done for us what we could never do for ourselves. For in his death and his resurrection, we who were as good as dead, in our failures and in our fears and in our doubts, have been made alive, and we are now empowered to live a new kind of life. For you see, Jesus, as he invites us to come to him, to step out of the ordinary, he shows us the extraordinary. For he has come to usher in a new kind of kingdom, a different kind of kingdom, God's kingdom. And it is through his death and resurrection that Jesus gives to people like us what we so desperately need. It is through his death and resurrection that Jesus gives to this world what it so desperately needs. And now, as he comes to us again, he empowers us to do more than the ordinary, as we are people who have been changed, restored and refreshed and ready to live differently. To be people who take Jesus up on his invitation, to not only hear his words, but to be people who actually put those words into practice. Because Jesus says that's the wise thing to do. Because the storms and the troubles and the difficulties, guess what, guys? They're coming. They're coming. They're real. But if you build your life on me, if you hear my words and you put them into practice, nothing can knock you down. You want your house to stand up? Jesus says, practice what I'm preaching. Do what my words say. If you want real change in your life, don't just hear these words of mine. Live them out. And that's why it's been our challenge over the last, I would say, 60 days to be people who are not just hearing these words of Jesus, but actually people who are putting them into practice as we've been taking this red letter challenge, living out Jesus' words in our day-to-day lives as we are changed, as we are living as Jesus calls us to live. People who are following him together, carrying out the mission that he has given to us, to love one another as he has loved us. You see, you and I have experienced the love of God in the gift of his son Jesus. And as those who have received this invitation, we know the change that can happen in our hearts and in our lives and in the way that we live. A change that enables us to actually impact the people around us. Those people that God brings into our lives, our neighbors and those of the next generation, so that they too can begin to experience this invitation of Jesus and begin to live a whole different kind of life. A different kind of life that moves us from the ordinary to the extraordinary. Now, if you watch any TV, no doubt you've seen them, those annoying pharmaceutical ads on television. I mean, they seem to be on all the time, those pharmaceutical ads, you know, for bipolar disorder, for that one, what is it, with the itching, you know, with the little all fur sticking up, and you're just kind of like, oh, why are they showing that to me? And then they go on to that whole list of what, you know, complications that can happen, you know, the side effects, and the list just keeps going on and on, and you're, boy, I hope I never have to go on one of those pills, because it just can't really be good for you. Here's the thing, though. Before most of these drugs ever even get to market, many of them have failed. One pharmaceutical company, Pfizer, spends billions of dollars on research and development every year, knowing that 95% of its efforts are going to end in failure. Wow. Now, Peter and the disciples must have felt like a little bit of a failure. Failures, right? That they didn't quite make the cut. I mean, they'd blown it. I mean, Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. The other disciples had kind of run away in fear. Jesus had come and, you know, given them his peace, and he breathed his Holy Spirit into them, and yet there was just this tendency to go back to their old way of life. They went back, didn't they, to that which was ordinary and easy and normal. But if you notice from this text, they came up empty, didn't they, when they tried to go back to this old way of life. And don't we often find ourselves doing that same thing? We want what's comfortable and easy. We like what's normal. But maybe you've noticed that normal isn't always good for us. So rather than trusting in God's plan for our lives, we'd rather play it safe and live ordinary lives rather than answering the call to live in a new way, in the way of Jesus. As we put into practice this new life that he has given to us. And yet so often we know we want to do this. We know that it's good for us. And yet we find ourselves falling back into that old way of life, living in fear and struggling with guilt. We try to do it on our own to muster it out, and we come up empty. And yet Jesus comes, doesn't he? He comes again, revealing himself as he, Roman numer 1, as he challenges us to trust in him. The disciples, they were willing to listen to Jesus and to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. You know, they'd heard those words before, and something amazing happened. Those nets were filled to overflowing. Is your net empty? Have you lost the joy? Are you trying to do things on your own and it just isn't working? So are you willing to take the risk? Are you willing to live beyond the ordinary? Are you ready to hear God's word and put it into practice? Are you ready to live a new and a different kind of life as you reveal Jesus to the world? Because you see, for being with Jesus, it changes us as he gives us a second chance. Point number 1. Now, Peter didn't think he deserved a second chance. And neither do we. But you see, Jesus could use Peter's struggles for good. And Jesus will use our struggles for good. As we are people who trust in our Father, even when it sometimes doesn't make sense, even when it's difficult, even when it means stepping out of the ordinary. As we begin to be people who put God's word into practice and tell our story of how God has changed us. I mean, that's what Peter did. Yeah, he had failed, but Christ had restored him, and he wanted to tell the world about that. The disciples, man, they messed up big time. And yet, in Jesus, they were forgiven and made new and different people, and they changed the world. And then there was the guy we heard about in our first reading from the book of Acts named Saul. You think he failed Jesus? Yeah, you bet he did. But he heard the invitation and his life was completely changed and the world was completely changed through this guy named Paul. As we put God's word into practice and tell our story, God can use people like us, ordinary people. As Jesus, point number two, as he reveals himself. For in the same way that Jesus came to the disciples, he comes to us. He comes in the miraculous. I mean, it was a miracle, wasn't it? I mean, they threw the net out on the other side and they caught 153 large fish. You wouldn't have thought it much. They were just fishing, and yet God worked a miracle for those disciples. And you see, he works a miraculous thing in your life and mine. And it may not look like much. It started for you guys over here in the waters of holy baptism. This is water. The pastor saying a few words. And yet God did the miraculous. As he called us by name, as he called us his own, as he calls us to come to him. For you see, in these waters, you and I, we have been marked as the very children of God, loved and forgiven and made a part of the family. Because you see, it's there that we were joined to Jesus, this one who became a part of the human family, standing in our place, taking our sins, dying our death. Jesus, the Son of God, I mean, you heard those words describe him in the book of Revelation this morning. This is the same God who came and hung on a cross that we could have life. A life that's different, a life that is anything but ordinary. As Jesus provides for us in the most unordinary ways. I don't know if you heard about the two Florida high school students. They had a senior skip day and they went to the beach as they do down in Florida, a day of fun and sun. And a couple of them decided to go swimming and they got out a little far from shore. In fact, the current got a hold of them and it took them out almost two miles from shore. And here they were, these two young adults, alone and afraid and really tired out. I mean, they were near drowning. They were Christian young people. They had knew Jesus as their Savior. And when you're in trouble, you cry out. And so they did. I mean, they started yelling at the top of their lungs, "Jesus, save us! Jesus, save us! We're going to drown! Please, please, Lord, come, come!" And miraculously, over the wind and the waves, there was a boat that was passing by and heard their cries to the Lord and came and saved them. What's so miraculous, I think, beyond even that, is the name of the boat. The name of the boat was Amen. You can't say coincidence. I mean, come on. Here's the deal, you guys. You're going to experience turbulent waters in your life. There's going to be some struggles. There's going to be troubles. The world that you're growing up in, it's changing very, very quickly. What once was the Christian majority is no longer necessarily the case. It's going to be that time, I think, coming up pretty soon where you're going to have to be pretty serious about your faith. You can't be hot or cold. It's all or nothing. Because you see, it's becoming more and more difficult to be a follower of Jesus. But you see, you and I, we have a God who is with us. We have a God who will never leave us. We have a God who will provide for us in unordinary ways. So trust him. Trust him as Jesus calls us, point number one, to listen to him, to hear his voice, to take in his promises, even when we may have our doubts and skepticisms, even when they don't always make sense. Because you see, we have a God who keeps his word. He does what he says he's going to do, and he has said that you are his, that you belong to him, and nothing can separate you from the love that he has for you. He always keeps his word. And the good news is that he gives us his power to do the hard thing, to put our trust in him, to do the right thing when everybody else is doing the wrong thing, to do the loving thing as we have experienced from him. As point number three, as he shows us his purpose. To be people, simply, to be people who are with Jesus. As he invites us to come and eat. I mean, it was amazing to me when you hear that story from the gospel reading. All Jesus did for his disciples would say, come and be with me. Come and eat. And you know what? He gives us that same invitation today. Come to my table and eat. I am here with you, and I will give you my forgiveness. I will give you my love. I will give you my power. I will give you my strength so that you can step beyond the ordinary and do the extraordinary. You can be people who are walking in the way of Jesus. People who forgive as you have been forgiven, who serve as you have been served, who give of yourselves, of your time and your treasure and your talents. You can be people who go with the good news as we do more than the ordinary, just like those first followers of Jesus did. You know, you can tell a lot about a person by their actions, the things that they do and the things they say. As followers of Jesus, we want our actions to reveal that following Jesus together is no ordinary way to live. It's the only way to live, as Jesus changes us for good. Amen. Now may God's peace, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. At this time, we will...